This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In a memo late Saturday night, U.S. President Donald Trump's doctor, Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley, says that Mr. Trump meets the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention criteria for safely discontinuing isolation, and that by currently recognized standards, he's no longer considered a transmission risk of COVID-19. This comes as the president made his first round of campaign stops since being treated for COVID-19. Addressing supporters on the South Lawn while standing on the White House balcony, President Trump says the U.S. is doing a great job defeating COVID-19.
I want you to know our nation's going to defeat this terrible China virus, as we call it. And we're producing powerful therapies and drugs, and we're healing the sick, and we're going to recover, and the vaccine is coming out very, very quickly in record time.
But at a recent campaign event in Las Vegas, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden once again harshly criticized Mr. Trump, saying the president has failed his greatest test, and that is the coronavirus pandemic.
More than 210,000 Americans are dead. 420,000 have been hospitalized. We lose anywhere from 700 to 1,000 people every single day in America. Worse than any country in the world.
Meanwhile, Europe's second wave of coronavirus infections has struck well before flu season even started. Intensive care wards are filling up, and again, bars are shutting down. Authorities say a widespread case of COVID-19 fatigue is making matters worse. Spain this week declared a state of emergency for Madrid amid increasing tensions between local and national authorities over virus containment measures. And Germany offered up soldiers to help with contact tracing in newly flaring hotspots. This is VOA News. Mayors from the big towns in northern England have denounced the British government's latest wage support package aimed at employees and businesses that could close due to further coronavirus restrictions. AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
The leaders of metropolitan areas around cities such as Liverpool, Manchester and Newcastle warned that their regions would face extreme economic hardships if more restrictions are put in place. In a virtual press briefing, the mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, said that Northern England is facing what he described as the most dangerous winter for years. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to back a new three-tier local lockdown system, which could see pubs and restaurants in coronavirus hotspots in England being temporarily closed. Karen Chamas, London.
Some world leaders are expressing concern after North Korea's showcasing of previously unseen intercontinental ballistic missiles. Reuters' Edward Barron explains.
Analysts said the missile would be one of the largest rogue mobile intercontinental ballistic missiles in the world if it becomes operational. The deputy director of the Open Nuclear Network called the missile a monster. The country's leader, Kim Jong-un, made an appearance in the state's TV broadcast, marking the 75th anniversary of the founding of its ruling Workers' Party. South Korean officials said this week that Kim could use the event as a low-intensity show of power ahead of the U.S. presidential election on November 3rd, as denuclearization talks with Washington have stalled. A senior U.S. administration official called North Korea's display, quote, disappointing, and called on the government to negotiate to achieve a complete denuclearization.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. Australian Navy divers removed an unexploded 100-pound bomb on a reef on the southeastern coast, and a ship towed it to deeper water because it posed a significant risk to the public. The bomb was found by fishermen on Elizabeth Reef near the Lord Howe Island off of New South Wales State. Divers aboard the HMAS Adelaide carefully removed the abandoned explosive by floating it to the surface and towing it farther out to sea, where it was dropped into deeper waters. Tens of thousands of Israelis calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to resign demonstrated across the country Saturday evening, saying he is not fit to rule while on trial for corruption charges and accusing him of mismanaging the nation's coronavirus crisis. Protesters gathered at hundreds of locations across the country due to a nationwide lockdown that has barred them from protesting at the usual site outside Netanyahu's official residence in Jerusalem. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.